Okay, good morning, everybody. I'm just gonna whip together a bunch of thoughts without thinking too much, so I can just rattle this off, because I had kind of a aha moment. But first off, today is December 23rd, 2020. So here we go. A small story to tell you. And it'll kind of shed light on the events that are happening now. So I believe it was when Britain was at war with Napoleon. Some of the bankers knew that after Britain won the war, that they had a unique opportunity. They could send messengers. They could send messengers back to Britain to tell everybody they lost. And that's what they did. So, when they did that, the entire economy tanked. Their pound failed in its value. Stocks and their economy, everything just dumped, plummeted. Because they were told that they lost the war. And then what the bankers did was swoop in and buy everything for dirt cheap. Pennies on the dollar. So then when the word got back that they had actually won, these bankers and landowners and lords and sirs and esquires all became fabulously wealthy, and they owned the entire continent. So that's how scams get run. That's how it's very similar to how the early oilers took over and monopolized the oil industry in America. But I kind of just want to rant about this recent $900 billion stimulus package, which is, it's all a misnomer. It's all just decked and ornamented with just flowery language. Number one, it's not a stimulus package. It's fixing a gigantic problem with Band-Aids and bubblegum. It's $900 billion, so that's $1 trillion. That is money being printed that is going to be on the back of my children and my children's children, if they ever get to have any. They might not get to have any. They might not be able to afford it. And there's so much pork in this bill that it makes me wonder. So there's billions of dollars going overseas to all these countries that just made peace with Israel. $500 million to Israel, I believe. One point whatever to Sudan, and one point whatever billion to Sudan. And so just billions of dollars. And I get it. It might be military interests. It might be this or that. But we just print that money. We just print it, give it. And then you and I are left with $600. Now, the real problem with this is all over America, people are not being allowed to work. So, and they got their children at home. I'm not advocating that the government come in and save you. What the government should do is just back the heck off with all this, with all these liberty restricting things, and let us take care of ourselves. But if they're going to print a bunch of money and send it to every other place on the planet and Timbuktu, and then just give you $600, to me that seems like a willful and intentional demoralization for the average person. $600. That's absolutely insane. The government, at least the state governments that have everybody locked down, could just say, you know what? Instead of going further into debt for the nation, why don't we let you work? I mean, that's just a moral idea on its face. Just let people work. But let's go bigger picture here. Endlessly printing money devalues the money. So let's say for a comparison, just to flesh this out, let's say that all of the gold in the world, we found the limit. Like, there's no more gold. Okay, now we have a fixed value for the gold. We know exactly how much it's worth because we know it's a pie. It's limited. Well, then let's say someone figures out how to create gold in a lab out of chemicals or whatever, and then just starts feeding that out into the world economy as written, and it's touted as real gold. It's real gold. The more gold they would create, the lower value the gold would have. That's exactly what they're doing to our money. And that's our money. That's my money that I have to give them. That's money that my children, my four children will have to be paying for. And it's all being devalued. If you look, you can find graphs on the internet. Ever since the creation of the Federal Reserve, which is a privately owned company, it's not even federal, the value of the dollar has gone down 97%. There used to be a limited supply of dollars because it was backed by gold. Now, there's literally an endless supply. And I think the overall end game here, the scheme, is to tank the value of the dollar completely, just to absolutely decimate it. There will be a stock market crash. There will be, if not a recession, a depression. And in one of Pelosi's bills, going from memory, you'll have to do your homework, see if I'm correct here. There was a digital dollar, moving all money into a digital space, like a cryptocurrency. So credits. It's like the Running Man or Total Recall. You just have credits granted to you by the government. And then attached to that bill, or attached to that idea, is Bill Gates's patents. You can look it up. I think it's patent 060606, if that's not in your face enough. Coupled with his vaccine is your vaccination identification tied to a cryptocurrency. So you can't buy or sell without this vaccine, potentially. No one really knows how it's going to flesh out, but that's where this guy's spending all his money. He's been just giving money away like crazy. It's probably because he knows it isn't worth anything and it's all coming down. But an endless printing of money and all these stock buybacks at record highs is a recipe for disaster. The people that know what's going on are getting really, really rich right now. And then I think right before it all dumps, they're going to swap their assets into different hard monies. One of them is gold and one of them is silver. And blockchain or cryptocurrencies. Because once the dollar loses all its value, you and I are going to be suffering. We won't have a pension left. It'll just get wiped out because hyperinflation is going to happen. And then all simultaneously, nobody can work. Nobody can people can't provide for their families. Things are getting expensive. So at this point, to ask ourselves, is this really all necessary for a virus that has a 0.001% chance of killing you or a 99% survival rate? Is it really about a virus? If you want, go look up the Great Reset, Davos, Davos. the Davos Group is like an international think tank of billionaires, and they're talking about resetting the entire global economy and potentially having a one world currency. Now, if you're a religious person, that should raise some eyebrows for you, raise some red flags for you. But this, everything done as a response to this threat, this global pandemic, has been just a gigantic excuse to wield power, to shift things around, to cover things up, to kill people off. If you look at what Governor Cuomo did for the elderly in New York, just literally shipped elderly people to their death, locking them down in nursing homes with no sunlight, bad food, literally just killed them. But they don't have people. And then the government can just confiscate that money. And the insurance companies can just confiscate their money and not have to pay out anything. Well, whatever we'll do to our children, our babies in the womb, we'll do to our old people, I guess. Or do to our elderly. So, it just seems that this response to this whole thing has been absolutely catastrophic. And it's also looked up, it was Event 201. It was a panel of doctors, Bill Gates included, and Fauci. I don't know if Bill Gates was there. Fauci was definitely there, because he said, and this was last November, so November 2019, or October 2019, where Fauci said, this president will no doubt have a surprise pandemic in the area of infectious diseases. I think that's important. So they planned and beta tested for this. They knew it was coming. And the biggest hypocrisy of all of this is China. Now, apparently they quote-unquote beat the virus, which is impossible. I don't know why we believe communists in the first place, but they're open for business. They have no restrictions on anything. They're, and while we tank, while the Western world and the Western economies literally are crumbling because of shutdowns and lockdowns, and you know, it's almost like rolling the what's it called? It's called load shedding, where third world countries will tell their populations about that their resources are scarce, so they have to turn the lights on and off at random times. While our governments in our states are turning the lights on and off for people, China's the only one that can keep businesses going to supply companies with the needs that they have, and the things they need to purchase and the things they need to get done. So, the Western world gets shut down completely, and China just gets to full steam ahead. So, the Western world is bowing to communism because they might get sick. That's how you could summarize all of this. The Western governments, Christian nations, once free people, are bowing to communists because they might get sick. This is absolute craziness. And I don't think, unless you look at the bigger picture of all of this, you won't see it. You'll be wrapped up in the minutiae of how many deaths your state has, or how many cases your current county has, and all this low-level stuff where you can't piece together the bigger picture. There's always a bigger picture. And there's some unreal quotes by the people in power who are reaping the benefit from all this. And not to mention, in these bailouts, places like Amazon got billions of dollars What for? They're like one of the only businesses that can operate. Walmart, McDonald's. This is like a corporate takeover, and these corporations will rule your life. And you'll have to jump through a bunch of hoops just to be able to live, to do what you need to do day to day. There was a big airline that talked about not allowing people to travel on their airplanes unless they had a vaccine. You know, they already got you with the mask. Everyone complies with the mask, which is silly. You're all breathing the same air in anyways, and after 45 minutes, your face mask is so dirty that breathing through it is hurting you, and you're circulating that air in an airplane. It's ridiculous. It's asinine. They could aerosolize silver particles in the air of airplanes and kill all germs, all viruses. It's that simple. So this is just madness. And then to see these bills passing in our Congress, where our Congress is just giving away money to a bunch of foreign nations while all of the government's income is down because people can't work. If you ask me, this looks like a planned implosion. People in power are planning to implode this thing. And I think a lot of them are positioned. They're either positioned in, you know, financially in other areas to benefit from this. So there you have it, I guess. That's my rant for the day.